I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Got a fine guest joining me in the happier happy hour. He is Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler. My little buddy Dominic joins me much later, happier happy hour. But between now and then, I want your help. Got a Fox News appearance this weekend, and you know, I've been complaining every time they invite me on. It's time to get disinvited back. You know, make sure however I end with a bang, and you know, make sure they don't really want me back. So I need your help. I'm going back to the phones. I've had a few suggestions via message. Peter says, how about talking about Florida's book banning? Suggests that the Bible be one of the books banned. You know, I've seen this topic, and perhaps we'll get there a little later in the show. I've been waiting for my little atheist buddy, Dominic, to talk about banning the Bible. Under the current Florida law in the books, the Bible would be completely inappropriate for school libraries. That could be a good way to make a few ready Whitey Fox viewers just lose their mind on a Sunday afternoon. A little bit more here. Where was the other one? Well, in essence, my friend Jeff asked, how do Putin's genitalia taste? Let's just put it like that. Yeah, a little probably beyond Jeff what I could say on the air. So let's keep it clean around here. FCC and all that at 844-967-2789. Coming back for your phone calls. You could be next. Be a little patient. Got Evan carrying double duty. Big Fancy Brian's coming back on Monday, but Evan's doing double duty today. Appreciate you pitching in, big guy. Back to the phones. Victor, you're next. Welcome, Victor. What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that if they bring up free speech, or they're all upset about Joe Biden's disinformation board, you should counter that and say, look, you guys have all the free speech you want. Don't you think that maybe everyone should have the same right as free speech, including Joe Biden? I know they're screaming their head off over Joe Biden's bulletin board or disinformation board, but it's just the same thing that Fox is doing, isn't it?
Well, yes and no. I think their concern is it's something Joe Biden proposed, so you know, you crap on it. But my thought is, Victor, they're hating on this so much because they want the right to have free speech without consequence, and they want the right to say anything, to frame anything in any way they want without anyone pushing back on them. You know what I mean? Exactly. They don't want pushback on Fox News, Victor. They just want you to look feckless and get slapped around and say, oh, it's all Joe Biden's fault.
Exactly. And you should bring that point up. And as far as Donald Trump and Ted Cruz having a face-off, what you should tell them is that you should give them each a basket of rotten tomatoes so they can throw it at each other, since Donald Trump has this great fear of tomatoes being thrown at him at his rally.
I've heard that. I'm not sure why he's so fearful. No, I think his old baseball instincts would kick in, Victor. He'd just catch it and throw it back, right? Appreciate you listening. Be a part. 844-967-2789. Got to keep moving down the phones. Jake listening in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Jake, what do you got for us?
Well, I don't know if it'll work very well, but I would pretty much just say, like, whoever you're, you know, talking to, just say, like, him and every person who works for Fox and the entire Rupert Murdoch family should be tried for treason for January 6th and for helping and abating Putin and helping and abating sedition against the United States. And then say they're all horrible human beings, because they pretty much are. So well, I think that might help.
Here's going to be the problem with that, Jake. That's way too nuanced. I mean, I'm going to be like Sarah Palin out there, man. I'm going to have to write a couple of notes on the palm of my hand. Did I mention I plan on getting hammered drunk on Saturday night before appearing on Fox News? So, well, you know, nuance really is probably, help. I'm not going to win the day with nuance that day, Jake.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just call them all horrible human beings. I don't know. Or talk about vaginas or something, you know.
Appreciate it, Jake. 844-967-2789. Chuck from Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome, Chuck. What do you got for us?
Hi, Curdy. I would suggest that you do what these right-wingers do when they're being interviewed. Have just two or three of your best talking points and keep repeating them no matter what question they throw at you. Just politely refuse to answer the questions and go directly to your talking points.
I could do that, couldn't I? I mean, I've tried pivoting. Same host, I last appeared on Fox News, and they talked about smash and grab, criminality, Joe Biden's fault. You know, and my bright idea was, no, it's not. Hire a couple of security guards. Why is that the president of the United States' fault? If you want to talk about criminality, let's talk about the January 6th insurrectionist. And that's approximately when the host started cutting me off, Chuck.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. They don't like to talk about that kind of stuff.
I'm going to have to, it's going to have to be like a one-liner. It's going to have to be so stunning. It just hits them right in the nose and they're all stunned. And the producer forgets to dump me in real time.
Well, good luck with that, Curdy.
Thanks for listening, Chuck. 844-967-2789. Be a part of this big program. I'm going to be part of the Fox Sunday lineup, about 12:20 Central Time, my expected Fox appearance. And I'll get like 3 or 4 minutes. I'll get like 2 answers. And I'll get 1 chance to make sure I never get invited back on Fox News. And I need your help. I want your scheme. What is so devastating that I can say, not profane or obscene, but just devastating. Hit them so hard in the mouth. They go, man, we can't mess with this guy. I know we got some smart people listening. Let's see if Jeff's one of them. Jeff from Madison. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm probably not going to be one of your smartest callers today, but I would have to just throw out there, hey, why aren't Republicans holding Donald Trump accountable for the Presidential Transition Act of 2019 that they pushed through? So,
I feel like Ron Johnson was even a signer of that bill, or at least was in favor of that bill. Was he not?
He introduced it.
Yeah. So it seems like, and that was specifically to make sure there wasn't going to be problematic transitions, right? I mean, so Ron was for a smooth, peaceful transition before he was against it, Jeff?
Absolutely.
Well, if Ron Johnson comes up, I'm definitely going to use that one. Appreciate your contribution, Jeff. That's a thoughtful one. 844-967-2789. Want to hear from you. Want your contributions. We're going to go to the smartest girl in class. It's been a while, Chris from Sun Prairie. How are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I have something that I want to add to what one of your earlier callers said. I agree with him about going to a talking point. No matter what they say, you go to your own talking point. That way you don't have to do any homework. And then I'm going to suggest a talking point that you talk about the fake electors and tie Robin Voss to it. And just keep talking about the fake electors in Wisconsin and Robin Voss. Hmm. Because I think that will stop them right in their tracks.
Fake electors, Robin Voss. Let me ask you, Voces de la Frontera, May 1st, they're going to be marching in the city of Milwaukee. I got to go find some studio downtown, and I'm going to show up for my little hit about the same time Christine Newman Ortiz is marching perhaps as many as 25,000 Latinos through the streets. Chris, how do I not point out the window, you know, sort of figuratively, probably not literally for a news hit, but how do I not acknowledge, because I know, you know, they're going to talk about immigration, open borders, Title 42. You know, it's Fox News. They sort of fixate on such topics. Chris, do you think that's relevant, the fact that, you know, in the state of Wisconsin, 64% of us think it should be legal. They should be legalized. 80% of us think they should be allowed to stay here. And, you know, this society, at least economically, can't run without immigrant populations. Do you think any of that is persuasive to Fox News viewers?
I actually think it would be. I really do. Because I do believe that a lot of people in the rural communities know that. Because I think they work with a lot of the immigrants with their farms. So I do, really. I hope so, anyhow.
But that seems like a reasonable answer that might get me invited back on Fox News, Chris. How do I get disinvited from Fox News?
Right, right. So tell them about Robin Boss and tell them about the electors that were doing something that was quite illegal in our Capitol, because I really think that we need people held accountable for what happened on January 6th. You know, I think that is number one in this country that we need to have taken care of.
Chris, if you see me at the end of this interview on Fox News on Sunday, if I shout out, jail to Wisconsin 10, you know I'm talking about Bob Spindell and the others, okay?
Okay, I'll be watching.
Appreciate it. Chris from Sun Prairie, always a well-educated and one of our most activist listeners. I appreciate Chris. 844-967-2789. Many communities heard from. Bob from Minneapolis, you're next, hopefully listening on AM 950 KTNF. Bob, welcome. What do you got for us?
Thanks, Crudy. I think maybe you might want to expand your range of what you might go in there with. And
well, give me some ammo, Bob. I need some arrows in my quiver.
Well, you could show up in full drag. You could...
Who's going to do my makeup, Bob? You know, I can barely put, like, the concealer on. I do wear makeup for Fox News now. And you know who gave me my makeup recommendation? And I kid you not on this. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson told me to go down to the mall and go and get a makeup kit and have the girl help me pick it out like he did.
That's awesome.
Well, he's more frequently on Fox News than I am, Bob, but, you know, maybe a little rouge, a little lipstick. I'd need a wig, yeah. Bob. I'm not, you can't really work with this hair.
Or I was thinking, I just heard some news about Madison Cawthorn getting hammered because he, I don't know, made some kind of innuendo that he might be gay. And don't Fox listeners just hate gays?
Yeah,
so you could make googly eyes at, you know.
I could
about how
ask Mike out on a date in real time on the air. Hey, Mike, you're a sexy man. Do you want to go out after the show?
Yeah, or make googly eyes at him or something like that. You know, because that's all these guys are performance artists. I say hit them back with a little performance art and just be rip-roaring over the top. Like, or you could always talk about, I don't know, serial killers and little kids.
Well, at least I would fulfill the, you know, sort of the Fox News stereotype of groomer leftists. Bob, appreciate you listening. Our friends up there on KTNF AM 950. Next up, Rich, listening in Tempe, Arizona. Rich, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
You should not go on Fox. And instead, Saturday night, you should go to the Washington Correspondents' Dinner. And all the journalists will be drunk, including the Fox journalists, so you can have a few words with Fox when they're drunk.
Well, you know, I've got a few tricks like that. I actually know there's a spot in Des Moines, Iowa, when they all come to town for the, you know, the big caucuses and stuff next year. I know where all the drunken Republicans hang out in Des Moines. It's actually at the lobby bar at the Marriott. But I cannot be hammer drunk at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, Rich, because I'm going to be hammer drunk in downtown Milwaukee, getting my Fox News hangover on. But I've been on Fox News before hungover, and that didn't do it. They've still invited me back. So here's my question of you, this fine audience, and so many of you are playing along. You make me proud, audience. 844-967-2789. Give me a minute. We're jammed. The queue is jammed. But the question of the day, how do I get myself disinvited, uninvited, never invited back on Fox News? Because, you know, you got to hear me whine about it. And some of you hate me for doing it. And I kind of hate myself just a little bit. So no more fear and loathing. No more appearances on Fox News. But let's drop the mic. Let's burn it down. Help me do it. Your suggestions will be next on the phones.